Eli, Eli, shelo yigamer le'olam, ha'ov ha'yam, rishru shel ha'mayim, berak ha'shamayim. Tfilat Adam Hachol Hayam Rishrush El Hamayim Berak Hashamayim Tfilat Adam. My God, I pray that these things never end, the sand and the sea, the rush of the waters, the crash of the heavens, the prayer of the heart, the sand and the sea, the rush of the waters, the crash of the heavens, the prayer of the heart.
You know, you probably know the different things that Judaism teaches about death. Most famously from Genesis, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Death has something to do with the ground, merging with earth and everything in it, returning to the earth, so to say. But in Genesis and Exodus, we also encounter the phrase, he was gathered to his people. He was gathered to his people. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Aaron, it is said of them that they are gathered to their people in death. That's different from ashes to ashes. It suggests a continued life. It suggests that our collective life is somehow in us and outlives us. We live in the memory of those who come after us. We indirectly influence people who never hear our name. The Jew in me will live as long as there is Judaism. The human in me will live as long as humanity. And that's why planetary destruction would be another death, a second death for all of us. And then we pray like this. O God, our gracious and merciful helper, give us refuge in the shadow of your wings. Refuge in the shadow of your wings. So beautiful. Guard our coming and our going now and forever. Now and forever, life and peace. So perhaps there is something in us beyond the generations that will follow us. When people die, we say their justice goes before them to plead for them, and the radiance of God is their rear guard. So you can look in yourself for something timeless, a pattern, a tone, a vibration, which may have a lot behind it and may be imperishable. But then in our prayers, we go back to the image of dust and we say God keeps faith with those who sleep in the dust. And indeed, God raises the dead. God doesn't just give life, but raises the dead. And in the minds of the Kabbalists, if we don't finish our mission in this life, We'll come back and live again. We have all the time in the world, as many lives as we need to fulfill the promise that Kol Nidre, in any case, absolved us from last night. So what's the Jewish view of death? Well, obviously, there are many. There are many. There isn't one Jewish view. For me, the best thing is tentativeness. Death is unknown as God is unknown. But don't count on death as being just the end. Don't count on it. We understand endings. Endings are a known part of life, but death is beyond us. Adonai ro'i lo echsar, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Bino deshe yarbitzeni, alme menuchot yinahaleni, nafshi yishovev. He causes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Ach, tov v'chesed yirdufuni kol yimei chaya, v'shavti bevet Adonai la'orech yamim. May only goodness and kindness pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord to the end of days.
May God remember the souls of our martyrs, holy and pure, who dedicated their deaths to God. In remembrance of them, I shall perform acts of tzedakah and kindness. May their souls be treasured in the cluster of immortals, along with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, and all the righteous men and women who have merited a share in the world to come. Please turn to page 389, together on the bottom. It is hard to speak of oneness when our world is not complete. When those who once brought wholeness to our life have gone, and naught but memory can fill the emptiness their passing leaves behind. But memory can tell us only what we were in company with those we loved. It cannot help us find what each of us alone must now become. Yet no person is really alone. Those who live no more echo still within our thoughts and words, and what they did has become woven into what we are. We do best homage to our dead by living our lives fully, even in the shadow of our loss. For each of our lives is worth the life of the whole world. In each one is the breath of the ultimate one. In affirming the one, we affirm the worth of each one whose life, now ended, brought us closer to the source of life, in whose union no person is alone and every life finds purpose. Standing now before the source of life, the ultimate author of our purpose, let us join in hopefulness, in praise, in blessing, and in trust. We'd like to invite a moment of silent reflection, and we'd encourage you to bring the memory of the loved ones you are thinking of today into your heart. We'd encourage you to think about the relationships you held with those. And we'll bring that intention to a prayer to follow.
We're on page 390. Please rise for El Malei Rachamim. El Malei Rachamim Shochen Bamromim Hamsam nuchan chona tachat kanfe hashchina b'ma'alot kedoshim utorim Kezohar harakia mazhirim et nishmot. Kol ele sheyizkanu hayom et nishmot Kol aheinu b'nei Yisrael shemasru nafsham al kedushat hayom ba'al harachamim Svayastirem beseter kanafav leolamim. Vitro bitro hachaim et nishmatam Adonai hu nachalatam. Vayanuhu amishkevotam b'shalom v'nomar amen. O God in heaven, filled with compassion for those you bring into this world, grant complete repose to the souls of all those we are remembering today, and to all our people who have given their lives to sanctify your name. Sheltered by your divine wings, may they join the company of the holy and pure who shine as bright as heaven. Bring their souls into the bond of life that, with you as their portion, they may repose in peace.
Amen.
If you'd like to mention the name of the person that you are thinking about honoring, you can do so.
John Sherman, Rosalie, and Jerry Wallman.
Cliff Abrams. Wilma Abrams. Vera Abrams. Charles Abrams. Marjorie Nelson.
Ellen,
you
go back to
Burton Grossman, Helen Levine, Lewis and Beatrice Grossman, Bill Guett.
Ben and Sylvia Levinson, Nat Levinson, Teresa Levinson.
Dr. Stuart Joel Abrams, Todd Bergstein, Alan Doss, Arthur Neil Fracht, Alan Hirschfield, Susan Herman, David Holmes, Jeff Joel, Stephen Capolo, Phil Klaney, Emmy Knobloch, Hilary Leberfeld, Jan Levinson, Sally Mortensen, Larry Reeser, Ron Sapol, Scott Stachel, David Turquier. At the bottom of page 390.
Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabah v'yama divrach yute v'yamlich malchute v'chayichon v'yamechon v'chayed dechol beit Yisrael bagala v'zman kari v'meru amen. Yehe shemei rabah mevarach le'olam amei amaya. Yitbarach v'yishtabak v'yipa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei V'yitadar, v'yitale, v'yitalal, shmei d'kudusha b'richu. Le'ela, le'ela, min kol birchata, v'shirata, tushbachata, v'nechamata, d'amiran, v'yama, v'meru, amen. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'meru, amen. Ose shalom b'mamav, Hu yaseh shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael v'emeru amen.
Oseh shalom imromav Hu yaseh shalom aleinu Ve'al kol Yisrael ve'imru ve'imru amen oze shalom imromah hu yase shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael ve'imru ve'imru amen yase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Yase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Yase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Yase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol shalom, yase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'akol Yisrael.
That concludes our Yizkor service, and we will come back together again at 4:45 for Mincha and some more Torah reading. So may your fast be easy.